It's the BVW Podcast.
With its 24-valve V6 engine, double overhead cams, and 220 horsepower, the new Ford Taurus SHO isn't for everyone. In fact, only a select number will experience this sport interior and performance suspension.
Sam Haddonfield is 150 miles away from here now. Now, for God's sakes, he can't drive a car.
He was doing very well last night. Maybe someone around here gave him lessons.
Well, she got her daddy's car and she cruised to the hamburger stand now.
The only restriction at all is you won't be able to drive home that day.
I can't drive? Forget about it.
I got a brand new car.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Did you steal my car?
Yes, I did.
Ford's Pinto lets you say goodbye to a lot of extra servicing because Pinto needs half the oil changes of the leading import. Pinto's brakes are self-adjusting. Pinto's paint finish never needs waxing. And unlike many imports, Pinto's zinc plates key underbody parts to prevent rust. So say hello to Pinto and goodbye to a lot of extra servicing. Pinto, a little better idea from Ford.
Hi again, everyone. Hop in. We're going for a drive here on the BVW Podcast.
Asked a girl what she wanted to be. She said, baby, can't you see? I want to be famous, a star on the screen. But you can do something in between. Baby, you can drive my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a star.
Try to start your car on a 10-degree winter morning. The car seems to talk to you in a kind of poem of twisted, frozen steel. Put the key in the ignition and you're like, please don't try to stop me. Please don't try to stop me. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. There's always an old man who comes along, he's retired, walking his dog in the morning with advice. You know, watch out, you'll flood it. Don't flood it. Leave me alone.
Terminally pretty.
Nardo, they told me to ask for Louis.
Yes, ma'am. I'm Louis De Palma.
Oh, hi.
I hope there's no trouble. If there is, I'll be glad to help in any way I can.
Oh, no, no. It's just that they told me I'd be starting work today as a driver. Oh, here's my hack license.
You're a cab driver? What do you mean, busting my chops here? Make them believe you're a regular person. No, wait over there. I'll call your name and number. Till then, keep your mouth shut.
We're rocking down the highway here on the BVW podcast. Wait a minute. Is that a Canfield police cruiser pulling us over on Christmas morning?
One truck built Ford tough.
It's the BVW Podcast.
Confronting the most punishing conditions. They are the new breed of test driver, mercilessly putting cars through their paces. Who are these masters of the road? Test Track, new at Epcot. See if you've got what it takes.
We're checking our mirrors as we merge into the express lane here on the BVW Podcast.
Day is night in New York City. Smoke like water runs inside. Still out of trees to pity every living thing that's died. Gonna hit your ride.
Thank you.
understand. I made a reservation. Do you have my reservation?
Oh, yes, we do. Unfortunately, we ran out of cars.
But the reservation keeps the car here. That's why you have the reservation.
I know why we have reservations.
I don't think you do. If you did, I'd have a car. See, you know how to take the reservation, you just don't know how to hold the reservation. And that's really the most important part of the reservation, the holding. Anybody can just take them.
I'm sorry, my supervisor says there's nothing we can do.
Yeah, it looked like you were in a real conversation over there.
But we do have a compact, if you would like that.
Fine.
Would you like insurance?
Yeah, you better give me the insurance, because I am going to beat the hell out of this thing.
Some people really go out of their way to protect their cars against fuel line freeze-up. Out of all the precautions known, and that includes dry gas, only Sohio Premium Gasoline, formulated with IceGuard, is guaranteed to prevent fuel line freeze-up. No other product or remedy guarantees the same, and no other comes in this handy, easy-pour container. Sohio Premium with IceGuard. You go or we pay the tow.
We're circling the block trying to find somewhere to park here on the BVW podcast.
In the early days of the New World, the Alleghenies were a troublesome barrier to westward expansion, but the Pennsylvania Turnpike goes a way of its own. Men and machines have carved much of the route for this remarkable limited way through a mountain wilderness. With grade separations at every intersection, With four 12-foot concrete lanes, two in each direction, opposing traffic is separated, with no grade exceeding 3%, with only a few curves of more than 4 degrees, and skirting all towns, Pennsylvania Turnpike is a highway, or rather a limited way, engineered for rapid travel and for safety. Between industrial Pittsburgh and the seaboard, there is a heavy flow of passenger cars and trucks. The turnpike is located and designed to carry much of this through travel. Beginning near Pittsburgh, the highway speeds through valleys, over deep fills, through tunnels and great cuts, and on through the more level country to US 11 near Carlisle, a few minutes from Harrisburg.
It's the BVW Podcast.
So I'm supposed to go down to Florida next week after we're done here. That's where all my relatives live. I don't really want to go. I just can't drive around there. You know how the old people drive? They drive slow, they sit low. That is their motto. State flag of Florida should be just a steering wheel with a hat and two knuckles on. And that left turn signal on for when they left the house that morning. That's a legal turn in Florida. It's known as an eventual left. You can signal this week, turn any following year of your life. What is that age that old people reach where they decide when they back out of a driveway, they're not looking anymore? You know how they do that? They just go, well, I'm old and I'm coming back. I survived. Let's see if you can.
Time now to get you home with traffic and weather together on the 10s. This traffic brought to us by
Discount Drug Mart and True Value.
Yeah, it's Sky Chief traffic. Here's the one, the only, Rick Abel.
Trev, how about he show? That's just Jim Dandy. I'm down there looking around. What is this dumbass doing? Holy shit. Oh, God, I hope y'all. Oh, man. I'm sorry, Mike. I'm sorry. I was in a mobile unit and nearly got killed. Woman just did a 360 right in front of me on the East Shoreway. Missed me by inches. I'm gonna pull it over for a minute. I'm Rick Abel, Sky Chief helicopter traffic on news radios up at TAM 1100.
What was that?
That was one of your more unique traffic reports.
Bye.
on some of the work gets kinda hard. This ain't no place to be if you plan on being a star. Let me tell you, it's always cool, and the boss don't mind sometimes if you act a fool. At the car wash, whoa, 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 talking about the car wash, yeah. Come on, y'all, and sing it for me.
Car wash,
woo, woo, woo,
car wash, yeah. Work and work.
Well, those cars never seem to stop coming.
Work and work.
Keep those bags and machines humming.
Work and work.
My fingers to the bone.
Work.
Keep out, I can't wait till it's time to go home.
Hey, get your car washed today.
Fill up and you don't have to pay. Come on and give us a play. Come on, y'all, and sing it with me.
Car wash.
Sing it with feeling, y'all.
Car wash, yeah.
Ooh, oh, 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 oh.
Car
the
wash.
Never seem to stop coming. What I say.
Car
keep
wash,
those
yeah.
Rags and machines humming.
Car
let me
wash,
tell you, it's
yeah.
Always cool. And the
car
boss don't mind
yeah.
Sometimes if you act the fool.
You can't write me off just because I'm not 30-something. I have experience and wisdom and insight. I'd be perfect for this job. You see, I am the battered consumer. I drive a gremlin, for God's sake.
We've got our hand on the clutch and 2 feet on the wheel here on the BVW podcast. Now, if only I could see the road.
Wondering why you even put it on.
my shoulder.
Driver has a different talent for you. First of all, there's the guy whose turn signal has been on since 1955. Then there's his opposite. That's the guy who doesn't put his turn signal on until he's finished the turn. He's gonna let you know where he just was. Then there's the man at night behind you whose brights are on. His brights are on in case you want to read. Well, I just happen to have a copy of Ivanhoe with me. People who don't know how wide their cars are. Only been driving the thing for 4 years. Don't know where it fits yet.
Well, I don't know if I can fit in there.
Guys in vans. I don't know when this waste of precious natural resources came into being, but I've about had it with these oversized pieces of that I can't see around. I like to look down the highway. What is this thing? He's not carrying anything. What's the extra space for? There's no lumber in there. You want to haul lumber? Rent a truck. You want to get... Go to a motel like an evangelist would, for God's sakes. You know what I mean?
It's the BVW Podcast.
Comfort coming in from above. But don't need no letter at all. We've got a
No more speed, I'm almost there. Gotta keep cool now, gotta take care. Last car to pass, here I go. And the line of cars drove down real slow. Whoa. And the radio played that forgotten song. Brenda Lee's coming on strong. And the newsman sang his same song.
Looks like we're gonna need some gas.
Oh? Well, how much gas you think is in there right now?
Well, it's on E.
You know, look, oftentimes Jerry, he lends me his car, and I find myself in a situation where the car is almost out of gas. But for a variety of reasons, I don't want to be the one responsible for purchasing costly gasoline.
So you want to know how far you can drive your friend's car for free?
Well, I make it up to him in other ways.
Ah!
I Can't Drive 55. That's Sammy Hagar. And with that, we'll wrap up our look at driving songs. Thanks so much for listening to the BVW podcast. We'll do another show soon.